Nazir, Perek Vov, Mishnah Vov. Tiglachas Hatuma Ketzav. How is one Mekayim the din of Tiglachas Hatuma? Tiglachas Hatuma, we've spoken about a number of times, so a person becomes Tomei. Now, Loch is he then has to bring a Tiglachas Tuma, and that will give him the ability then, after his Tohor, to start again his Nazirus from scratch. The whole Nazirus became Botli, has to start again. What this means is like this. The halacha is, the person becomes Tamei Meis, so he's Mazeh on the third and the seventh day from his from when he became Tamei, Mechatos, Kimavur and Pashas Chukas and the Pasha Paraduma, and that's when he becomes Tamei, he's Tevel and a Mikveh. Now, it's important to point out that doesn't mean that if a person became Tamei Lameis, that he can't be entire himself 2, 3, 4 months after the Tumah. Probably many Yidden didn't have recourse day for Parah Aduma. They would come for Karban Pesach. They would come. That's why we lay in Pashas Parah before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because that's when Yidden would come from all of its over its soul, and they would have Eifah Parah sprinkled on them. Mazim Shlishi Ubishvi is a minimal. He needs 2 Hazois, and that 2 Hazois is the earliest that he can be Matai himself, the 3rd and the 7th. He's Tevel in a mikveh, and at the end of the 7th day, he becomes Torah. So we have this halacha. Is not a halacha specifically to Nazir. It's a halacha in basic Tumah V'Tahara. In order to prave Nazirus of Taharu Mitumas Meis, he has to be Torah. So he needs a Hazoas Shlishi V'Shvi. Because he's already in a state of Tahara, even though on the 7th day, he's still a Tvul Yom. So after he was Tevel in a mikveh, he already had Hazoas Mechatos. He's in a state where he is Tohor Tvul Yom. It's always a discussion in Lomdus. Does a Tvul Yoim mean that he's fully Tomei? He's still the old Tumah. Tvul Yoim, by the way, does not have a brunt of a full Tumah. If somebody was an Avatumah and he became, somebody touched an Avatumah, let's say, he's a Rishon LeTumah, the halacha is that after he's Torah in a mikveh, before the end of the day, before Harav Shemesh Shkia, the halacha is that he's a Sheni LeTumah. He's not a Rishon LeTumah. The level and the intensity of the Tumah goes down. Is that because the level of the Tumah goes down? Or because Batsim is a Torah? There's a din of a Tvul Yoim is somebody who on that day was Tomei. Reb Chaim learns the second way. That Batsim, when he's Torah in a Mikveh, he's Mafkir the Tumah. There's a din that a person who was in the immediate vicinity on that day, he was in a state of Tumah, he has a little bit leftover state. But it's not that Tumah. There's a new Tumah called the Samach Venira to a Tkufas Tumah. So he has a din of a Sheni in the Tumah. So therefore, on the 7th day, we look at him already as a Tohor. And Memel, then he could already bring his Korban Tahara, his Tiglachas Tumah. Tiglachas Tumah, ironically, has to be brought in a state of Tahara. It's a Tiglachas because of the fact that he became Tumah, but has to be brought in a state of Tahara. So on the, after the Hazor and after the Tefillah on the 7th day, the halacha is Migalech Bishvi'i. He's Migalech himself, or maybe Karbonosav Bishmini. For Teglachas is enough, even though he's a Harav Shemesh. Masha'enkin for the Gilach is Vagilach B'yeh Mashmini for the Karbonosav. Migalech is enough Bishvi'i. But if he brings the Karbon, to bring the Karbon, that has to be Bishmini. Vim Gilach Bishmini, maybe Karbonosav by Bayoim. Be'etzem, he was worried for Giluach yesterday. He didn't do it. It doesn't have to be. There's no inherent halacha that the Giluach and the Korban have to be a separate day. It's just that for the Giluach, the state of Tahara of Harav Shemesh is enough. For the Havos, Karbonos, he has to be roid l'Tahara l'Achilas Kotchim b'Foil. That's only Bayoim Hashmini. This is the opinion Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Omalei Reb Tarfon. Mabin Zeilu Mitzayra. What's his kasha? Seems to be accepted. We have more or less, you have the same type of program by a mitzvah. A mitzvah is mechuyev to go through a seder, described in the beginning of Parshas Mitzvah, with avos shtei tzipporim, etc. And then on the 7th day from that program, his megalech is kol sa'a gufa b'yom hashvi'i, b'yom hashmini he brings korbonos. That's where the Torah says it. In Parshas Mitzvah, v'hoi b'yem ha'shvi yigalach is kol sari, b'yem ha'shmini yigach shnei kvasim t'mimim v'chule. So the halach is over there, it seems to be accepted that Reb Tarfon asked Hashem Kiva that over there it's pashut, that if he was megalech only b'yem ha'shmini, he would have to wait another day to bring his karbonis. So make up your mind. Does the fact when a person batsim is roi for havoyis karbonis to be mitayr or to end the state of nazirus on a certain day, it grada the chelik of the giluach that precedes that could be done on the day before? If it was done on that day, is there a din be'etzim that they can't be done on the same day? Amar le'Rav Akiva says there's a chelik. Zeh taharasa tluya biyomov, u'mitzayra taharasa tluya b'tiglachtoy. The way the Mefarshim explain is like this. By a nazir, the state of tumah, like we explained, the parasha of tumas meis and parasha chukas is time bound. He has to be mazer, and it takes 3 days, and then the hazan, the yom shvi, and then the tefillah. That's it. He's tahor. The etzim din of him bringing his korban just needs tahara. His tahara is nigmar. That's a predicate for his bringing the korban. It could be on the same day if that's when it works out. Avada, he has to have a tiglachas because he has to start again, but it's not totally in the tiglachas. The tahara is a state of tahara, like any tumas mes, like we explained. It's not a pashas nozir dikaloch, it's a pashas chukas, poraduma dikaloch. They need 7 days. So if the day cheshbin doesn't work out, it really doesn't make a difference. The mitzayra, his tahara is not the third day, the seventh day. His tahara is totally in tiglachtoy. The tiglachas is a chelik of his tahara. It's a din in the parsha of Mitzoyro that he needs Taglachas to become Tumah. He's not being Mitar himself from Tumas Meis. It's a new parsha's Tumah called Tumas Tzoras. Tumas Tzoras needs Taglachas. So Mele, if it's Biyoim Tiglachtoy, he can't bring a Korban. It has to be on a separate day. The state of Tumah can't be the day of the Karbonis Korbonis. Memela, he needs Harav Shemesh for that. Taros Etluv Tiglachtoy, Veni Mevi Korban Yom Ken Hayim Uruv Shemesh. So the tumah goes off when he's after teglachas, and only thereafter, on the next day, can he bring the carbon. Mishnah Zayin, teglachas atahara keitzat. Hoyumevi sholosh behemois. This is the seder if the nazirus was completed successfully. Not unsuccessfully, like we had in Mishnah Vav, where he became tameh, but successfully, he gets to the end, he brings 3 behemois. Achatas, oyla, and shlomim. He does not bring an osham, the carbon that we had, by a teglachas of tumah. The sheichet as hashlamim umgaleach aleim divrei of Yehuda. We've discussed before in Perek Dalid that the ikir korban that has unique dinim, they're not stam regular korbanos, but it's uniquely a korban that's only by nazir, and the details of it, the dynamics of it, are only in the parish of Nazirus, is the korban shlam over here, the el hanazir. And the halacha is, because of that, Divrei Reb Yehuda, that the Sheikhid is HaShlomim U'mgalei HaChaleim, the Shechita of the Shlomim is the Iker of the Parash over here. The Ayil of the Shlomim, the El Nazir, is the Iker Korban. It's interesting, the Gemara has an Arichus Dvarim because the Pasuk says, V'hikir is Korban El Hashem, Keves Ben Shnos Etom Mechad Lo'ilo, okay, one Keves for an Oilo, V'kafso Achas, then the Kev of Kafso is always the Chatos, the Kabbalists that I mentioned first are the Oilo and the Chatos. Still, the Gemara understands that the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda is that the Korban Shlom is brought first. Why? Because since the Ikir Din of the Nazirus, where the Torah says to take the Teglachas, cut off his hair, put it Tachas while the Shlomim is being cooked, and that's the tachas hadud sheboy nizbash or basar hashlomim, like we'll see in the next Mishnah. The halacha is that the shlomim over here is the ikar, it comes first. Now, the fact that the nozir is megalech only on the shlomim, the Gemara learns out of the pasuk. The pasuk says, v'gilach ha-nozir pesach ha-el moed, esroish nizroi, that the teglachas tahara of the nozir takes place pesach ha-el moed. The Gemara understands that on the korban, which is specifically pesach ha-el moed. What's that? Ushchote Pesach El Moed is Kodshim Kalim, is a Shlomim. Chatas and Oila have to be Lefnei Hashem, they have to be Bishchitas Tzofoin, therefore they are not called Pesach El Moed. And Memel, the Torah is telling us, the Gemara understands, that the Nozer is Megaleh Ala Shlomim, the hair goes on to the Shlomim, and that's the first carbon. He argues on the whole Pashonis that we just said. The giluach is on the chatos, shachatos kedemes mekomokim. Chatas has kedima. In kedushas korbanos b'chol ha'tor kula, chatas has kedima. The fact that a chatas is koydim is really a sugya in kol ha'todir, in zvochim, tav tzadik, no jacks dos. But it's a klal. Similarly, you shech the chatas first, and they both understand, hein Reb Yehuda, hein Reb Elazar understand, that the tiglacha should be done on the first korban. Should be done after the first korban. Not after all three korbanos. L'maisa, the Mishnah adds that it's not ma'akiv. It's only alechatchilav, imgilach alechem, shloshdon. The halach is yotze.